Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalayim Meister Sheni Daf Tes, and we are starting Ches Amud Beis about halfway through the Amud with the words Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and the Vilna Shur's Daf is right at the top of Vav Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Miriam Sarah Basri Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. And we continue discussing what a person is supposed to do with their money in Meister Sheni, specifically in regards to purchasing animals. Amar Rabbi Yochanan says Gaz were on the Keva Balas Mum Mipnei Vlada. The Chum were Geyser, the one is not allowed to use Meister Sheni funds to purchase a female animal that's a Balas Mum. It's unblemished. It can't be used as a carbon, and the reason why that's usher is because of its child. If it has a child which is unblemished, it's not a Baal Mum, it should be brought as a carbon, but it can't be because it already has Kedushas Maaser Sheni. As we explained yesterday, if we're going to bring this animal as a carbon, so the Emurim are brought on the Mizbeach and they're not going to be eaten with Kedushas Maaser Sheni. And so because of this issue, the Chum were Geyser, no purchasing a female animal which is a Baalas Mum. And from that, Gazral Zachar Baal Mum, Mipnei Nekeva Baalas Mum. They were also Geyser, the one is not allowed to buy a male animal which is a Baal Mum, because maybe one's going to end up purchasing a female animal which is a Baal Mum. And for Amr B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, they continue saying the name Rabbi Yochanan, afilu tamima gzeira. Even the necessity to buy a whole unblemished animal with money maaser sheni is a gzeira. Now you're going to ask, what does that mean? We said it's a mitzvah, it's not a gzeira. And the answer is, you're right. It's a mitzvah to purchase an animal which is not a baal mum with money maaser sheni to be used as a karban. However, it's not a chiyuv. Technically, if you want, you could just buy a regular animal for basar taiva, just to eat its meat and not bring it as a karban. The gzeira turns it into a chiyuv. And this is where it comes from. Baruch Shem, originally, how you Imran, they used to say, leichen behema lebasar taiva, the one could take maaser sheni money and purchase an animal just for its meat, just to enjoy it, put it on the grill, and not have to bring it as a carbon. However, people were being mavriach animals from the mizbeach. In other words, people were just buying animals for barbecues and they weren't using any of their kesem maaser sheni for carbonos. And Chazru Laimar, afterwards the Chachamim said, one is not even buy a non-domesticated animal or a bird which can't even be brought as a carbon. This is like the following braisa, whether we're talking about shmita money or maaser sheni money, one can be machale, they could transfer his kedusha onto a female animal, which is a balas mum, or onto any other animal, chayer oif, bein chayin, bein shchutin, whether it's alive or shechted, divrei Meir, that's our Meir's opinion. However, one is only allowed to machale this money onto a shechted animal, and not onto an animal which is alive. So we clearly see a source for this din from this braisa. Now, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, b'shem Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, why is it that one is not allowed to purchase an animal that's alive with this money? Because Gazru Aysan, Shalai Yuru Aysan, Adarim Adarim, they were Geyser this so that a person shouldn't graze it as flocks. In other words, live animals are not allowed to be purchased with Kesef Maaser Sheni because they might bear children, and he's just going to end up raising flocks of Maaser Sheni and delay in bringing his Maestress the proper time, and that's an Isser. It's called being Masha Masraisov. However, in this explanation, we have a question. Come Rabbi Yirmiyah and Reb Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiyah encountered Reb Zeira, and Amalei, he told him, Ad Kedain Reb Shmuel bar Yitzchak Kayom. Reb Shmuel bar Yitzchak is still alive. Batun Tolyun Bey Martu Tivin, and you're hanging rags on him? Martu Tivin is like the lashon of smartut, which is a rag. Meaning, why are you saying that Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak gave an explanation to this braisa that doesn't really make any sense? Why doesn't it make sense? Because va'amar b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, it was just said before in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, which is right at the beginning of the Gemara, afilu tamima gzeira, that even the necessity to buy a tamim animal as a carbon is a gzeira. So why are you saying that Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak explains that the reason why one is not allowed to use maaser sheni money to buy a live animal is because shelo yiru asan adarim adarim? That's not the reason. And the answer to this question is delma delayus amris el al shvias. Maybe Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak only said this in regards to the Shemitah part of this Braisa and not in regards to the Maaser Sheni part of the Braisa. And that's actually what it is. The Gemara concludes, Ashkach Tani, it was found taught in the Braisa, Al HaShvias, that this is really only going on Shemitah and not going on Maaser Sheni. Moving on to Halacha Gimel, continue to discuss what a person is or is not allowed to do with Kesef Maaser Sheni. The Mishnah tells us, Halakech Maimu Melach, if a person buys water or salt, Uper Samachubarm Lakarka, produce that's still attached to the ground, Tesson Beis on the top, Oi Peres She'en on Yuchayim Lagil Yerushalayim, or produce that will not be able to make its way up to Yerushalayim, meaning it's going to rot before it goes up, like Hana Meiser. He does not acquire them with Kedushas Meiser. In other words, the Kedushas Meiser Sheni is not transferred from his money onto these things. Another din, Halakech Peres. Let's say a person used his Meiser Sheni money to buy produce outside Yerushalayim, and we know that's a problem. One is only allowed to use money that has Kedushas Meiser Sheni to purchase stuff inside Yerushalayim. As we explained at the beginning of the Masechta, the way that it works is that a person has produce that has Kedushas Meiser Sheni. He transfers that Kedusha onto money. The money is brought up to Yerushalayim, and only once he's in Yerushalayim is he allowed to buy produce and other sorts of food over there. And he's not allowed to take this money that has Kedushas Maaser Sheni and buy produce with it outside Yerushalayim. So let's say he did that. The Mishnah tells us, Shaygig, if it was done by accident, Yachsu Damam L'Kaimon, the money is put back into its place. In other words, we force the seller to give the money back to the buyer. It's considered a Mekachtos, and the buyer brings the money up to Yerushalayim. Whereas Mezid, if he did it on purpose, Yalu V'yachlu Makaim, he has to take this produce that he bought with the money of Maaser Sheni, Shemini, bring it up to Yerushalayim and eat it there. And v'im ein mikdash, if it's a time that there's no Beis HaMikdash, it's bezman hazeh, your kavu, he has to let this produce rot, and there's nothing he could do about it. He can't transfer its kedusha back onto money. Another din, which is very similar, halakech behema, let's say he bought an animal outside Yerushalayim with Maaser Sheni money, shaygig if did so b'shaygig yachzur demelim kaima, the money goes back to its place, force the seller to give it back to the buyer, and then the buyer has to take the money and bring it up to Yerushalayim. Mazed, if he did it on purpose, talavitecho makaim, he has to bring the animal up to Yerushalayim and eat it over there, and if he made a mikdash, if there's no Beis HaMikdash, tikaver alidei oira, he has to wait till it dies, and then he buries it with its hide, because the hide has Kedushas Maaser Sheni as well. Continuing on, the Mishnah tells us, ein lo kanavon v'karkaisu behema t'meya v'dmei Maaser Sheni, one is not allowed to use Maaser Sheni money to purchase slaves, land, or non-kosher animals. V'mlokach, if he did do so, yachol kenegdon, he has to eat corresponding to them. For example, let's say he took $100 of Maaser Sheni money and bought one of these things with it. He now takes $100 of chulin money and treats it as if it's Maaser Sheni. That's what yachol kenegdon is. And lastly, ein mevin kinei zavin v'kinei zavis v'kinei yaldos v'dmei Maaser Sheni, one is not allowed to bring the birds that a zav, a zava, or a woman who had a baby has to bring using money of Maaser Sheni. And if he did do so, yachol kenegdon, he has to eat corresponding to that money. And zaklal, this is the rule. Kol shu chutz l'achil l'shtil l'sicha v'dmei Maaser Sheni, anything outside of eating, drinking, or anointing oneself that was purchased with money of Maaser Sheni, yachol kenegdon, he has to eat corresponding to it using money of chulin, treating it as Maaser Sheni. And the Gemara begins by talking about one of the dinim in our Mishnah, but first we bring a braisa, which is not even in the gears of the Gemara. We have to add in the following. Tani was taught in a braisa, behema tmeya, bein b'shagig, bein b'mezed, yachzer dam lim kaiman. If a person used kasef Maaser Sheni to purchase a non-kosher animal, whether he did so b'shagig or b'mezed, the money has to be put back in its place, which once again means the seller has to give the money back to the buyer because the whole sale is null and void. Now reading what we do have in our Gemara, taman taninun, over there we learned in a Mishnah, this is Mesechus Shvias, ain lekhan avadim karkais behema tmeya b'dmei shvias. One is not allowed to use money that's kedusha shvias to purchase avadim karkais or non-kosher animals. V'mlakach, if he did do so, yechol kenegdai, so he eats corresponding to it. And here's the question, v'kayat amar hachin, over here you're saying this, in the price that we just quoted, we said that if a person bought a non-kosher animal with Maaser Sheni money, the whole sale is null and void and the money is given back. But here we're saying that if he bought it with money of Shemitah, the sale is not null and void and it's just yechol kenegdai. How do we explain this discrepancy? So Rabbi Yoina, Amar Rabbi Yoina says, espalgan Rabbi Chiyah bar Yosef u'Shmuel. Rabbi Chiyah bar Yosef and Shmuel argue how to understand the seeming stira. Chan Amar, one of them says, kan derech mechira, kan derech chilol. In this mission that we just quoted from Masechta Shvias, that's talking about derech mechira. It was a sale, and we don't can ask the meicher, the seller, that he has to give the money back, and therefore it's just a din of yechol kenegdai. But in the braisa, it was derech chilol. He was trying to mechalal, transfer the kedusha of his Maaser Sheni money onto this non-kosher animal, and that's much worse. So we do can ask the seller, and he has to give the money back. The sale is null and void. Yudam Ralph on the top. V'charna Amar, the other one says, kan b'shal meicher kayam, v'kan shahalach loya meicher. The braisa is talking about where the meicher is still there. That's why he has to give the money back, because he's able to. He's right there. Whereas the Mishnah in Shvias is talking about where the meicher is not there anymore. So you can't get the money back because he's not here and you're not going to be able to find him. Therefore, it's just a din of Yechel Kenegdai. Now, Ravana continued saying, I don't know who said this and who said that. I'm not so sure which opinion is attributed to Rav Chiya bar Yosef and which one to Shmuel. And now we answer, that which Rav Yosi had said in the name of Shmuel, the nikna hamekach, the sale is valid. It must be the Shmuel's, the one who says, that the difference between the Brice and the Mishnah is one has to do with Mechir, one has to do with Chilol. That's because since he said Nikna HaMekach, it's a valid sale, that's Mashma, even if the Mechir's there, it's a valid sale. So it must be the difference between the Mishnah and the Brice is sale versus Chilol, as opposed to whether the Mechir's there versus not there. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to explain our Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.